You are listening to Western Iowa's Information Leader, KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones with your evening news for Wednesday, March 25th, 2020. A 19-year-old Litton man was seriously injured in a rollover accident south of Arcadia on Wednesday morning. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene between the 20,000 and 21,000 block of Delta Avenue at approximately 7:14 a.m., Upon arrival, they found that Cody Allen Wiederin was traveling northbound on Delta when he gradually drifted into the east ditch. The 2000 Chevy K1500 Silverado he was driving struck a field entrance, causing the truck to launch into the air and then roll end over end, coming to rest on the blacktop on the driver's side. Wiederin, who was the sole occupant, was not wearing a seatbelt and was partially ejected from the pickup truck. He was transported to St. Anthony Regional Hospital by Carroll County Emergency Medical Services. The Iowa State Patrol, Iowa Department of Transportation, and Arcadia and Halber Fire Departments all assisted at the scene. Carroll County Public Health reports Carroll County residents are some of the best in the state at practicing social distancing based on the distance they've traveled since the coronavirus outbreak began. According to cell phone data provided by Unicast, an analytics company that tracks consumer behaviors, Carroll Countyans have reduced their mobility by 55%, ranking in the top 5% of Iowa counties with Winnesheek, Mitchell, Adams, and Dickinson. Iowans reduced their average travel distance by only 29%, below the national average of 39%. The full report can be viewed by following the link included with this story on our website. The Carroll County Board of Supervisors held a special meeting this afternoon to decide how staffing in their numerous departments will be handled during the COVID-19 pandemic. The meeting was live-streamed through YouTube, with several supervisors participating through technological means. The board began with an update from the county's Emergency Management Coordinator, Sarah Anderson. According to her, the situation has not changed much from when they met Monday, but rumors continue to be a problem. Anderson provided the supervisors some examples.
Supposedly, somebody's married to somebody who tested positive at the hospital. This is not true. Supposedly, somebody is married to somebody at the landfill. That's positive. County landfill. This is not true.
Anderson stressed that people need to get their information from confirmed sources like the Iowa Department of Public Health or Carroll County Public Health rather than believing what they see on social media. The supervisors then opened discussion staffing changes at the courthouse. Department heads were asked earlier this week to prepare a recommendation for the board regarding what they would need to operate during the public health disaster emergency. Treasurer Jean Seidel proposed a rotating schedule for her employees, while others, like recorder Ashton Wittrock, said that would be difficult for her office with a staff of only 3 people. Because requirements and services vary so much from department to department, Neil Bach suggested the supervisors grant department heads the authority to decide on their own staffing changes.
This is very fluid, and the department heads know their workflow and their employees much better than we do. Let's make the decision as long as it's done by Monday.
The board agreed with Bach's suggestion and put forward a motion. Auditor Courtney Earlbeck reread that motion to ensure the supervisors participating remotely had heard its language.
The board authorizes department heads to establish a protocol for non-essential work schedules. It is a fluid situation and may change at any time. Employees will be paid during time off, but will be subject to callback at any time.
The board approved that motion unanimously. County employees will not be required to work from home at this time, but supervisors are advising staff they should remain in their homes whenever possible in the event they are called back or need to be contacted. County buildings remain closed to the public, but officials are developing a plan for their eventual reopening. Carroll Broadcasting will bring you more on this in upcoming newscasts. The Lake City Council approved a proposed $2.5 million budget for fiscal year 2021 at their meeting earlier this week. The council did not receive any written or verbal comments prior to or during Monday's public hearing and directed Administrator Eric Wood to file that certified budget with the Iowa Department of Management. Total revenues and total expenditures are estimated at $2.5 million, with the proposed residential property tax levy decreasing by $1.27 to $21.05 per $1,000 of taxable valuation. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley and Senate Democratic Whip Dick Durbin are leading the charge in asking the Trump administration to take the necessary steps in protecting the health and well-being of federal prison staff and inmates in federal custody during the coronavirus pandemic. The two penned a bipartisan letter to Attorney General William Barr and Federal Bureau of Prisons Director Michael Carvajal, asking for the release or transfer to home confinement of the most vulnerable inmates, as is permitted under the First Step Act. They are seeking the review and expediting of current cases where the elderly home detention pilot program would allow for an early transfer, where appropriate, of terminally ill and eligible elderly inmates. They are also asking for a more broad interpretation for compassionate release and that it now include vulnerability to COVID-19. Under new guidelines for compassionate release, they are seeking, to the extent it's practical, the transfer of low-risk inmates to home confinement for the maximum amount of time permitted under the law, which is the shorter of 10% of the term of imprisonment, or 6 months. We are going to take a real quick break here, folks. When we come back, a look at your two-day weather forecast, weather facts, and more news coming up after this.
The weather will be changing soon, which means it's time for you to have your home ready for spring. Whether it's touch-ups, inside or out, Carroll Lumber has just what you need with Valspar paint. Our entire line of indoor and outdoor Valspar products gives you the high quality and trending colors you want in your home. And don't forget the paint supplies. From brushes to rollers to trays, we have everything you need just to get the job done. Plan ahead and be ready for spring with Carroll Lumber and Valspar paint. Carroll Lumber with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otobolt, and Carroll.
The care of you and your family is our priority at McCrory Roast Clinic. Whether we're taking care of your newborn, school-aged children, your spouse, parents, or grandparents, you can rely on our knowledgeable, experienced, and compassionate medical providers and staff at our locations in Lakeview, Lake City, Rockwell City, and Gowrie. Each clinic offers all areas of family care, lab, x-ray, and EKG. Our providers are accepting new patients. Make an appointment today for an exceptional healthcare experience. For more information, visit stuartmemorial.org.
Welcome back to KCIM's Evening News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. As we take another look at that two-day weather forecast tonight, a 60% chance of precip with rain and thunderstorms likely up until about 8 p.m., and then a chance of rain between 8 and 10 o'clock. Otherwise, though, cloudy with lows around 37 and some north-northeast winds gusting as high as 18 miles per hour. As for tomorrow, we'll start the day with a 40% chance of rain, with most of that coming after 4 p.m. Otherwise, though, cloudy skies with highs near 49 and some northeast winds around 11 miles per hour. And we'll close out Thursday with a 30% chance of rain in the evening, mainly before 1 a.m., with mostly cloudy skies and lows around 38 degrees, with some light north-northeast winds. We saw high temperatures today here in Carroll of 56 degrees at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Today's low, 46 at 7 a.m., average highs for March 26th, 51. Average lows, 27. Record highs were seen in 1907 of 86 degrees and record lows of negative 2 recorded in 1955. Sunset today, 7:38 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow, 7:11 a.m. And that's your two-day weather forecast and weather facts. Let's turn our attention back to news. A Grand Junction man was arrested Tuesday morning following an investigation into a burglary in the 700 block of South 14th Street in Grand Junction. 30-year-old Daniel Newton was taken into custody by a Greene County Sheriff's deputy at approximately 1:58 a.m. on a trespass charge. A warrant has also been requested for a third-degree burglary charge to be added. Sheriff Jack Williams reports Newton was allegedly caught by the homeowner breaking in for a second time in the same night. In the first incident, Newton was caught on video carrying several bags, but no items were reported missing from the residence. During Monday's Carroll County Board of Supervisors meeting, members were tasked with reviewing an estimate presented for the installation of a public elevator in the new jail. This item had been scaled down to the shaft only as a money-saving option earlier in the process, but concerns were raised about Americans with Disabilities Act compliance, the potential for a higher price tag in the future, and changes in specifications that may make the shaft obsolete before a car can be installed. Current estimates for the second elevator range from $115,000 to $120,000 for the footing changes and knockouts on each floor. Dean Shetler expressed his concerns.
How are you going to get that individual up and down the steps if you've got somebody in a wheelchair? If it's an employee, I think you're going to have the Department of Labor right on your tail. And like I said, I'm not sure. I think you're looking for a lawsuit if you don't put it in. I think if somebody comes in and they want to apply for a jailer job and they cannot do steps, I think that's all that discriminating against individuals with disabilities. And I believe in today's world that would probably stick. That's my opinion.
Stephanie Hausman agreed.
I do not want to spend the money, especially with the situation we're sitting in now. But I feel if we don't do it now, it's just going to cost more money in the long run. And it was a part of our original blueprints.
Neil Bach voiced a completely different opinion.
I don't think now it's time to be spending any kind of money on a different elevator, even though it may be beneficial in the long run.
Gene Miners said he personally believes if they don't do it now, it will never get done.
I think we've seen what the price has done already since then. I think just think it continued to climb. And I agree with Neil. Now's not the time to spend the money probably, but yet at the same time, this is when the project's being done. It's a tough decision after what happened since the other day. You know, I'm concerned that we're going to wind up if we don't put it in there. We have to come up with compliance with ADA. Of course, that we should be grandfathered in, as they said. But I wasn't expecting that much of an increase either. I do think if we're going to do it, we need to decide now.
Chair Rich Ruggles said his whole view on this topic has changed over the course of the last week. He, too, is hesitant to spend the money because the county's income could change in the next 3 months. However, their financing options have brought the project cost closer to the initial estimates. He adds he agrees wholeheartedly with Bach, but also agrees with the other three supervisors that if they don't do it now, they will only run into other problems that will dramatically increase the cost. Houseman made a motion to include the second elevator in the jail project. The motion passed on a vote of 4 in favor and 1 Bach against. The East Sac County Community School District held their regular Board of Education meeting late last week, maintaining a maximum of 10 people at the high school and providing electronic access for others. They did work to approve routine items such as their proposed budget for the fiscal year 2020-21, the pros and cons of a 3-room addition at the elementary versus a 4-room one, and whether they should have 3 or 4 choir and band instructors in the district following the recent resignation of the high school vocal teacher. They also reviewed a proposal from the Iowa Association of School Boards, Resolution for Pandemic Response and Emergency Suspension of Policy. The major point of discussion revolved around pay for employees while classes have been canceled and buildings shut down. A motion was made for the board to continue with pay for all employees for the next 4 weeks. This passed unanimously on a vote of 5 in favor and 0 against. The board will reevaluate this resolution at the conclusion of that 4-week period. And that wraps up your KCIM Evening News for Wednesday, March 25th, 2020. For these stories and many more, be sure to check us out online by following us on Facebook and Twitter, on the web at carolbroadcasting.com, or through the Carol Broadcasting mobile app available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. I'm Nathan Cones for Western Iowa's information leader, KCIM.